Just a few questions, please.
Good evening. As you know, the Simpson boy was returned safe and sound at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The kidnappers were planning to force Mr. Simpson to pay $10 million in ransom for the boy's safe return.
How exactly did they kidnap Billy?
Cobb and Ahern managed to tunnel under a security fence and found Billy fishing alone at the pond. They forced Billy to go with them through the tunnel. Then they made him get into their car and lie down on the back seat. They took him to a remote, wooded area. They made the boy believe that there were wild animals in the area and that he should stay with them to be safe. That's how they forced him to stay with them.
Did they harm Billy?
No. After the first hour at the camp, they let him walk about freely. They were sure that he wouldn't go far. He was too scared. In fact, they made him collect wood for a fire, and he had a great time. That's when he accidentally hit Cobb in the head with a log.
Is that why Cobb looks so terrible?
Well, in part. Billy also got Ahern to go berry picking with him. Ahern didn't realize he was walking through poison ivy. That's why Ahern's got all those rashes on him.
Why didn't Billy get rashes?
He's not affected by poison ivy, but Ahern certainly is.
What else happened to Cobb and Ahern?
Well, this morning, Ahern and Cobb allowed Billy to play near the campsite. Billy wanted to play Tarzan, so he climbed a tree, but he was afraid to climb down. He made Ahern climb up to help him, but Ahern fell off and nearly broke his leg. In his hurry to help his buddy, Cobb tripped over a rock and landed in the campfire. He got burns over 20% of his body. In the meantime, Billy got down from the tree by himself. That's when Ahern and Cobb decided to give up. They drove Billy back to the estate and asked the Simpsons to get them medical attention.